Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise more clouds than sun. High of 83, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 63, partly cloudy skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A woman was being held on a $125,000 bond in the Riley County Jail after she was arrested over the weekend in connection with drug crime causing death. The arrested woman was identified as Penny Marie Webster, 59, of Manhattan. According to Riley County Police reports, Webster was booked into the Riley County Jail in Manhattan in connection with distribution of opiates, opium, narcotics, or stimulant, and distribution of a controlled substance causing death. Wildfire smoke from Canada is entering Kansas skies over the next few days. With the recent weather pattern, the smoke shouldn't be too much of a problem for those at the surface, as the smoke should remain at higher levels in the atmosphere. Areas in far western Kansas could see some smoke make it to the surface, resulting in poor air quality. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Get ready for a night of nonstop laughs with the hilarious Mike Epps. Live on July 26th at First Council Resort and Casino.
I got a cousin, she's 700 pounds. She called me crying the other day. I said, what's wrong?
They snatching women in the neighborhood.
I said, what are you worried about?
Don't miss your chance to see Mike Epps up close and personal. Tickets available now at TicketStorm.com.
Me and LaQuisha went to...
Hurry, tickets are selling fast. That's TicketStorm.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
One man died and another was injured in a fatal car crash in Ness County. It happened Saturday before 2 p.m. on K4 east of Brownell. Kansas Highway Patrol said that Sidney Osborne was driving west on K4 when his Chevy Silverado went left of center line into the eastbound lane and then the south ditch. KHP said it hit a truck driven by Joseph Vasquez on the front driver's side, causing his truck to roll. Vasquez was pronounced dead at the scene. Osborne was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly became the latest in a string of politicians to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris for Democratic presidential candidacy after President Joe Biden suspended his reelection campaign yesterday. Kelly cited Harris's time as a California prosecutor and her pro-choice stance as a reason for her endorsement. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johns. And every year the state allows counties to raise their budgets by 2.5%. But with the supermajority vote, they can also raise their budget by another 1%. And it's that 1% that's causing issues for the Hall County Board of Commissioners, who have not been able to secure the supermajority vote needed for that extra 1% budget increase. And it became a hot topic when the discussion of raises for law enforcement officials came before the board. Commissioner Gary Quant made the motion to give a 9% raise for the first year and 6% for the following 2 years, which was voted down. Quant said the whole process frustrated him and fellow Commissioner Karen Breithauer. 4th District Commissioner Pamela Lancaster had this to say to KSNB Local 4.
As a negotiations tool, we had said that, yes, those were one of the terms that we discussed with the union. If, I mean, this is, yes, we would like to offer this, but we can offer it if we have, in fact, the funds to do so.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
It's that time of year. From Texas to the Dakotas, us here at the Mid-America Ag Network and me, your farm broadcaster Sam Speck, will keep you informed on this year's wheat harvest. Listen daily for the most current, up-to-date information on the progression of the summer wheat harvest through Mid-America. Summer wheat harvest reports are brought to you by Abilene Machine Replacement Parts, P&B Insurance, Gene Francis Gavel Roads, and the Hydraulic Shop. From Texas to the Dakotas, it's Mid-America Ag Network keeping you informed on this year's 2024 wheat harvest.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting voted to accept the resignation of Julie Kohorst as deputy appraiser. County appraiser Francine Cromie remains on paid suspension. Hires in the sheriff's office were approved. Matthew Schrick, probation deputy, and Alexis Rose, probation corrections officer. Commissioners worked on the 2025 budget and will make adjustments and a decision on the mill rate at the next meeting. Pay increases were discussed briefly, as well as longevity pay options. Washington County Sheriff Justin Cordery reported to commissioners that inmate numbers were down considerably, with fewer from outside counties. Some move new facilities, others are favoring bond over jail sentences. They're housing 10 to 15 inmates. Cordery noted expenses haven't changed significantly, and outside income is roughly half of what had been coming in, now amounting to around $250,000 annually. He also reported needing a couple of jailers. With 2 years remaining on the jail bond issue, commissioners are considering early payoff if funds are available. Road and Bridge Department reports 19 employees, up 3 from a year earlier, with no retirements expected. Nemahal County Commissioners reviewed a draft of a 2025 budget at last week's meeting and further discussed a request from the sheriff for additional funding this year and an increase next year to increase salaries. They also went into executive session to discuss pay and performance of non-elected personnel. No action was taken as a result of this meeting. Senior Services Public Transit Director Tammy Eppel has resigned effective July 8th, and a motion to appoint Administrative Assistant Marie Weaver to the post was approved unanimously. Nemahal County Transportation Department has relocated offices from the Pioneer Building to the north end of a community center in Seneca. Beginning this week, the Kansas Department of Transportation will conduct a field survey for guardrail improvements on U.S. 77 in Marshall County, just east of Minnesota Avenue in Waterville. The survey, to gather information necessary for design of the proposed improvements, is expected to be complete by mid-August. BJ Consultants is in charge of a survey for the Department of Transportation. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property. Marysville Municipal Airport will be closed this week for one runway resurfacing and painting. A milling project with chip seal will begin Tuesday, weather permitting, on Nebraska Highway 8 near Odell for 3 miles east and 6 miles west. Work is to be completed early next week and will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers. Marysville USD 364 School Board at the July meeting elected Liberty Price Obley as board president, with Travis Prawley vice president. The board discussed student use of electronic devices, including cell phones and smartwatches, which will only be allowed in student lockers at Marysville Junior Senior High. The American Solar Challenge will pass through northeast Kansas along U.S. 36 this week, including Marshall County Wednesday. Departing Nashville last Saturday, the week-long race concludes in Casper, Wyoming this next weekend. The route will pass along the Pony Express Highway, turning north at U.S. 77, for a checkpoint at the Homestead National Monument near Beatrice, arriving there Wednesday afternoon, with activities planned then at the Heritage Center, where the vehicles will also be on display. Details online at AmericanSolarChallenge.org. Marshall County Fair continues Monday and Tuesday. Dairy and Dairy Goat Show at 1, Roller Coaster Experience at Floral Hall from 2 until 6, with inflatables from 4 until 8. Round Robin Monday evening at 6, an outdoor movie at dark, plus a pool party for 4-H families from 8 until 10. Join KNDY for continued live coverage Monday and Tuesday afternoons and early evenings, including results from the Marshall County Fair. Phyllis M. Hazenkamp, age 85, of Centralia, passed away July 18th. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Corning. Burial in the Cold Creek Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Hazenkamp. Richard W. Sudbeck, age 73, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Mass of Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial at St. Mary's Parish at St. Benedict. Rosary Monday evening at 6, Naffa Church. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Richard Sudbeck. Martin F. Weber, age 86, of Barnes, passed away July 16. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Martin Weber.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Some scattered showers early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Staying sunny still throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still more sunshine throughout Thursday, a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Still warmer as we head into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. And still warmer as we head into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late July 91, record high on this date 109, the average low 70, the record low 52. Sunset this evening, 8:48. Sunrise in the morning at 6:19. Half to three-quarter inch of rain overnight into Saturday morning.
An eternal love story is being played out by Midsummer Wildflowers. That story today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 22nd, the 204th day of the year.
Kennedy matriarch Rose Kennedy was born on this day, and in 1976, Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci became the first Olympic athlete to score a perfect 10. Our almanac calendar indicates that black-eyed Susan is in bloom now. That is our cue to revisit the legend of Susan and her betrothed, Sweet William, and how the story is played out in summer fields and meadows. Black-eyed Susan is an old English poem about a girl in search of her true love who is about to set sail on a long ocean voyage. Tell me, sailors, tell me true, she asks. Does my sweet William sail with you? Colonists carried the legend to America, where they saw the romance dramatized in nature, and we still see it played out each year, and Black-eyed Susan and Sweet William come into bloom. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Stars, Stripes, and Marshall County Knights. The annual Marshall County Fair continues through Tuesday, with inflatables Monday from 4 until 8 p.m., round robin at 6. They'll have a pool party for the 4-H families, plus an outdoor movie at dark. On Tuesday, the livestock judging contest begins at 10. 4-H fashion review and cake auction at 4:30, with the fair supper open to the public, catered by Ricky's Cafe, serving at 5, and the livestock auction at 6:30 at the Marshall County Fair.
Some things in life are better late than never. Unfortunately, insurance isn't one of them. Don't wait until it's too late. Get together today with your local agent representing Marysville Mutual Insurance. Marysville Mutual Insurance Company offers complete insurance coverage. Guard against theft, destruction, and loss of major investments. Full line protection for farm and town properties, fire and lightning, hail and extended coverage, and inland marine. Why lose when you can gain? Get details on insurance protection from Marysville Mutual Insurance Company. Protection for over 100 years. See any of their local agents today. Marysville Mutual Insurance.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Say thanks to these sponsors for their support.
Falls City Nursing and Rehab wishes all the 4-H members at the Richardson County 4-H Junior Fair in Nebraska good luck. The boys and girls have put a lot of dedication and hard work into the exhibits and events, so come on out July 21st through the 27th. Falls City Nursing and Rehab, let us take care of you.
Hi, this is Sheriff Tim Ackerman. Keeping our communities within Marshall County safe while maintaining a department with a high level of integrity has been very important to me. To ensure my department has up-to-date information on current threats and needs within our communities, I am proudly a part of several sheriff associations, local organizations, FBI LEDA, and Attorney General's Human Trafficking Advisory Board. Re-elect me, Tim Ackerman, for sheriff on Tuesday, August 6th, to keep someone in office with the knowledge and connections necessary to keep our community safe. Tim Ackerman for Marshall County Sheriff. Paid for by Jerry Hosfeld.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a new weekend, a new day for the Kansas City Royals as they start off a brand new three-game series at home at Kauffman Stadium against the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight with first pitch at 7 p.m. The Royals were back at it over the weekend against the Chicago White Sox after a week-long All-Stars tournament where many of the players from the Kansas City Royals partook in the home run derbies along with other competitions throughout the week last week. Kansas City has been working hard to close the gap against the Minnesota Twins as they sit in the number three slot, just one game behind the Twins at 53-45 overall. The Twins are at 54-42. They are still trailing as well the Cleveland Guardians atop the American League Central at 59-37 for the overall season. It is a long stint at Kauffman Stadium as after this three-game series, the Royals stay at home to take on the Chicago Cubs starting on Friday, going through this upcoming weekend before heading back on the road to take on the White Sox in Chicago.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
A high schooler from the state of Kansas is officially bringing home the trophy for the national championship on the 2024 USA High School Clay Target League National Championship Competition. As KSNT News reports, that Brody Lennington from Cedar Vale Dexter High School has been named the national champion after competing against more than 454 schools across the nation earlier this month in Mason, Michigan. Overall, Lennington scored a 97 in the qualifying round, with the second round tying with 14 other competitors with a perfect 100 score, then hitting 55 targets without a miss and taking the top spot to win the championship. At the same time, Hunter Prokish from Rock Creek High School in St. George up in the northeast portion of Kansas also placed seventh in the national championship, and Audrey Jones from Bishop Carroll High School in Wichita placing fifth in the female division. Overall in team competition, Chaparral High School placing third, Bishop Carroll placed fourth overall, and Cedar Vale Dexter High School placed fifth.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Croft Family Insurance is here to help you find the right insurance products to protect what matters most to you. As an independent agency, they represent over 80 companies that allow options for the right products at the right cost. See Brian Kroc today for home, auto, commercial coverage, and more. Call or stop by at 1119 Broadway, just west of the courthouse in Marysville. Find them online at crocfamilyinsurance.com. For complete coverage and a competitive quote, reach out to Kroc Family Insurance in Marysville.
If you're a gardener, you know you feel better when you dig, plant, and even weed the garden. If you're not, trust me, there's research to back up the mood-enhancing benefits of soil and gardening. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Scientists made a positive connection between soil microbes and human health, including our emotional and mental state. They found an antidepressant microbe in the soil, Mycobacterium vaccae, that increased cognitive ability, lowered stress, and improved concentration. Scientists believe this soil bacterium activates immune cells that impact the production of serotonin, often referred to as the happy molecule. Further research is investigating the potential of using these non-addicting antidepressant soil microbes for treating a variety of disorders and diseases. If you're worried about contaminants in your soil, invest in organic potting and planting mixes, then dig in. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Most of us know the oil fields in northwestern North Dakota. However, we may not realize that the word often used to describe the location of that oil field has everything to do with a family who farmed in the area. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1900s, there was interest in drilling for oil in northwestern North Dakota. Based on the geology of the area, it was believed this could be an area that could produce black gold.
The Pioneer Drilling Company came through in 1930. They drilled south of town. Unfortunately, they didn't go deep enough, so it was a dry hole.
Bruce Lobdahl has lived in this area for all of his life. The technology and knowledge of that time simply wasn't at a stage in the 1930s for them to find the oil. But
20 years later, oil was found, 1951. It would have been real different for the whole area if oil would have been established 20 years earlier, beginning of the Depression.
That first producing well was south of Tioga, known as the Clarence Iverson No. 1 well, named for the wheat farm on which it was located. Bruce says there is a big difference between that first well in the 50s and those of today.
The first well took 6 months to be drilled and went down 10,000 feet in 1951. Now you can drill wells that go down 10,000 feet, and they have what they call laterals that go out up to 3 miles, and it probably will take them less than a month.
Meanwhile, 3 miles northeast of Tioga, there was more oil to be discovered on a family's farm.
It was an Oklahoma oil man that found it, and he said, "We can't produce because it's too shallow." And it was named after the farm it was found on. And now that name is worldwide famous.
The family's name was Bakken, and that Bakken formation was believed to be too shallow to produce easily accessible quantities of oil. Today, the Bakken oil fields are known worldwide. We'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Tioga, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Our farm and ranch dogs are always there for us, and we owe it to them to protect their health. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Parasites and tick-borne illnesses are preventable as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Be part of the working staff or just a loving family companion. Either way, the dog is up against a different set of health hazards than his urban cousins, and it's up to you to understand what those potential health risks are and do your best to prevent them. Dr. Paul DeMars is a clinical associate professor at Oklahoma State University's College of Veterinary Medicine. He says the environment a farm dog lives in can contribute to infectious diseases.
Like leptospirosis, which is a bacterial disease transmitted in the urine of infected wildlife, primarily rats and raccoons, and dogs contract it by drinking contaminated water. Some of these lepto strains can also come from cattle. So a working cattle farm, you're going to have that as a risk. But the chances of the dog getting sick from those strains are not as great as from the other ones.
Dogs that spend more time outside are at a greater risk for mosquito bites, which can transmit heartworm disease. He says fleas and ticks are another hazard in many areas of the country.
You know, in a well-manicured back lawn, their risks are pretty minimal. But in the wilds where you have tall grass and leaf litter and all those types of things, then your risk of tick-borne illnesses rise spectacularly. So good tick control, good parasite control, appropriate vaccinations are the things we can do to mitigate those risks.
Parasites can affect your pet in a variety of ways, ranging from simple irritation to causing a life-threatening condition if left untreated. Your veterinarian is an ally in keeping the animal healthy, and that starts with a visit to the vet every year. Learn more about health risks for farm dogs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Are you carrying medical debt? Owing the doctor is becoming something of a national pastime. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. It's a growing concern in America, and no wonder. A recent survey showed that more than one in three adults carry medical debt to some degree. But did you know that you don't always have to pay your full medical bill? You can negotiate to have bills lowered. As Christians, we must always pay our debts. But it's certainly not a sin to ask for a discount. Medical providers are keenly interested in receiving their money as soon as possible. And that means you have negotiating power. They're often willing to give you a discount if you offer to pay a lump sum right away. One thing is certain, it won't cost you anything to ask. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
KNDY.
A new national strategy for reducing food loss and waste. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The federal government is implementing a new strategy to control the significant problem of food loss and waste in this country. Gene Busby is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Office of the Chief Economist.
What many people may not know is that one-third of all food produced for human consumption never gets eaten by people. In fact, food is the single most common material found in landfills, and 61% of methane generated by decomposing landfill food waste is not captured by landfill gas collection systems and is released into the atmosphere.
So, wasted food not only poses a loss to the economy and our quality of life, it's also a giant greenhouse gas emitter. We often think of food waste as a post-consumer issue, but, says Busby, a lot of food produced in this country never makes it to the consumer. She says the new strategy addresses that as well.
To optimize the harvest or collection of raw commodities and food, such as to get excess wholesome food to those in need, such as through the Emergency Food Assistance Program's Farm to Food Bank projects, to really educate and engage children and youth about food waste.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is Mike Vermetten, running for Marshall County Magistrate Judge. Over my 18 years in Marshall County law enforcement, I've worked honestly and truthfully for the public. Stepping into the role of judge for me is a call for change in the county. I'd appreciate your vote August 6th, paid for by Mike Vermetten for Marshall County Magistrate Judge. Stacy Vermetten, Treasurer.
Good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 summer harvest reports are brought to you by Midwest Ag Professionals. Don't gamble with your crops. Get your crop insurance today by calling 620-357-6390. Now, of course, harvest has wrapped up in both Texas, Oklahoma, and now Kansas. However, we spoke with Kansas Wheat, and they gave us some information from one of the regions here in the Sunflower State with their finishing numbers for the HRW year in 2024.
In Smith County, in north central Kansas, Bryce Wheel finished wheat harvest near Smith Center on Monday, July 8th. After a week-long weather delay on his last 100 acres. He's not complaining about the rain, which will benefit double-crop soybeans on all his now-harvested wheat fields. The wet conditions are in stark contrast to how the growing season started last fall, when Wheel harvested bone-dry soybeans last September and October, then drilled wheat into an absolute desert. The good fields were barely 50% up when the area had a rare rain in December that brought 1.5 to 1.75 inches of moisture. The wheat had snow on it through most of the winter, emerging from dormancy in February. Wheel noted he had more moisture this past winter than the last 7 years. After starting on Monday, June 24th, harvest is above average for the farm final yield of 65 bushels per acre and average test weights of 58 to 59 pounds per bushel. He noted other producers reported test weights clear up to 63 to 64 pounds per bushel. Last year, his wheat averaged 7 bushels per acre, well behind the 38 to 39 bushel per acre average he aims for with wheat behind soybeans. While the moisture in the bushels are...
Now in Nebraska, we look at the northern panhandle as producers are still expecting a quality crop this harvest season. A local producer reported that yields are averaging between 30 and 40 bushels per acre. Your 2024 summer harvest updates are brought to you by the Hydraulic Shop. Call Charity for all your hydraulic needs.
Hydraulics are a big component, from tractors to excavators,
from construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know, the Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335 for the Hydraulic Shop.
It's a beautiful day and your crops look better than they have in years. What could go wrong? It is amazing what one hail cloud can do. When stormy weather is in the forecast, don't gamble with your crops. Midwest Ag Professional Crop Insurance in Jetmore, Kansas wants to help you with their crop, hail, and fire insurance coverage. They can have you covered in 2 hours or less. Call Midwest Ag Professionals today at 620-357-6390 to get the most out.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
You're out baling hay and a bearing breaks. Rain is coming. What do you do? Find someone to help you on a new app called Farmy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Help quickly on the farm can be hard, and farmers know the time-robbing impacts when you're working with tight timelines. A trio of Iowa female entrepreneurs has developed an innovative app called Farmy that connects farmers to farmers when they need it most. It's available in all 50 states. Molly Woodruff is the CEO of Farmy. She says the app works by putting in whether you need service or can provide service.
If you have the equipment and you want to provide the service, you detail out what you can provide from planting, combining, spraying, or hay. And then a farmer with the piece of ground would go in and say, I need the service. And here's the location. And they mark it on a map. And then our algorithm does it based off a location and will match you within a certain radius.
She says Farmy doesn't take any cut from the cost of the service. Direct payment, bartering, or trading is negotiated between the two parties.
So if I go down the road and I need to do hay for some farmer here, and they're like, hey, I'll give you half a beef plus blah, it allows for the bartering that way. Or doing like split crops. So I always come back to hay because I feel like it's an easy one that a lot of people like to do a 50-50 on and do a 50-50 split with hay.
The app is free for farmers, but has a subscription fee for service providers. It's free for 90 days when they sign up, and the fee is then tier-based on how many jobs they want to accept and be matched with per month. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how Farmy works at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Youth exhibiting animals at county fairs and other local shows have a lot to think about regarding livestock health and safety, according to a K-State Extension livestock specialist. Joel DeRucci explains the importance of watering livestock multiple times a day.
We know a number of people that will provide automatic waters or have a PVC pipe, you know, with a drinker for our sheep, goats, pigs in particular. And those are all good, but that water should be changed out a couple times a day. It's hot, and that water is going to get the temperature of the air outside. And so what we generally encourage is hand watering with a bucket, you know, 5-6 times a day. With my kids, it's every 2 hours, those animals. We need to make sure that they're being watered. And when we provide that clean, fresh water, that by itself will help keep the animals hydrated.
He discusses a common misconception when it comes to feeding livestock at shows.
One of the other things that in a mistake I see a number of families may make is that they tend to overfeed the animals once they arrive at the fair. So you always got to remember, how much are we feeding them at home? And after you haul them, don't give them the full amount on the first feeding. Oftentimes we're feeding about half the amount, let them clean that up, and then come back in an hour or two and let them finish. That way they're not consuming so much feed at once. And also, some people have a tendency to try and, you know, make their animal look better by really want it full. And animals do look good at a fair once they're full, but don't try and feed two times or three times how much feed it normally eats. It's just going to cause digestive problems, and then that animal will go off feed.
DeRucci shares a necessary after-show practice that will make animals more comfortable.
One of the things that is a must is that after the show, it's very important that all those animals are washed with soap to make sure that we're getting all those oils and hair dressings off, because oftentimes they help hold in heat, especially in pigs. That oil will really heat that animal up because they don't have the ability to sweat that off. And again, what a mistake I see a lot of families make is once the show is done, they don't then further rinse or wash those animals. I would contend that's almost the most important point after the show, because if those animals are going to a locker or they're going home or it's hot at the fair, those animals will get hotter by having all those hair dressings that made them look really good for the show itself.
That was K-State Extension livestock specialist Joel DeRushi on how to keep livestock happy and healthy at county fairs. Additionally, DeRushi recommends youth avoid using community water tanks. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Good Monday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information only here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday now, we are still seeing quite a bit of green on the screen. That includes the grains, oilseeds, and the livestock, all mostly higher today. August live cattle up 65 cents at 183.75. October up $1.05 at 184.52. Similar gains for the feeders as well. August feeder cattle up 97 cents at 256.57. September up 90 at 256.67. Into the hogs, minimal gains, but we do see August lean hogs, rather, up 72 at 92.27. October up to 75.85. That's 130 higher. Into the grains and oil seeds now. The wheat market is seeing a choppy two-sided day of trade, which means Chicago and spring wheat are higher, but Kansas City wheat is now lower. September KC wheat down 3 at 5.67 a bushel. December trading at 5.84. That's down 2.75. Oats are higher today. September oats up 8.25 at 3.45. Into the row crops. This is where we see quite a bit of striving today. September corn of 8 at 398.5. December to 413.5. That's 8.75 higher. Soybeans leading the charge today. August soybeans up 17 at 1114.25. September up 23.25 cents to 1060.25. Soy meal also higher. August soy meal up 460 at 341.40. And soy oil up 44 points at 47 even. Cotton is the one low spot. December cotton down 9 at 70.61. Taking a stroll down Wall Street now, as we see the S&P on the rise, as NVIDIA leads the tech rebound, currently up 55 for the S&P 500 at 5,560, the NASDAQ up 260 at 17,987, and the Dow Jones also up in the green at 113 at 40,401. Taking a look in the energy markets, crude oil down 10 at 80.03 a barrel, unleaded gas up a half a cent to 245 a gallon, heating oil up 1 to 243, and natural gas up 13 at 226.
Rusty Ag Ford is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty Ag Ford has explosive deals on 2024 Escape, Expedition, Edge, and F-150. 0% APR for 36 months. Or 2023 Ford Escape Plug-in Hybrid. 0% APR for 60 months. Or 2023 Mach-E. 0% APR for 72 months. Don't miss out on these star-spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty Ag Ford or RustyAgFord.com today. Escape 1667 for 1,000 finance. Mach-E 1389 for 1,000 finance. 2024 is 2777 for 1,000 finance. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Along with the new 2024 and 25 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT, new, priced under $30,000. They have a pair of 25 Chevy Trax LT, starting new under $25,000 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Many U.S. stocks regaining losses following last week's global CrowdStrike computer issue. Airlines took the biggest hit in that outage. Delta, feeling it on Wall Street, its stock lost 3.5%. CrowdStrike blaming a faulty computer update sent to Windows computers. Its stock down more than 8% Monday morning after an 11% drop on Friday. Big tech stocks appear to be the biggest winners. Google parent Alphabet and Tesla will report profits Tuesday. China's ruling Communist Party releasing a 50-page roadmap addressing its struggling economy and cutting interest rates to help property owners. Wall Street has its eye on politics. Bank stocks up on predictions they would see less regulations if Republicans win this fall. But President Biden's announcement he's out of the race did not seem to affect the market. One analyst saying investors thought Mr. Biden's leaving was only a matter of when, not if. Andy Field, ABC News.
This fair season, your friends at Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and KNDY want to send you to the Kansas State Fair. Stop by the KNDY booth at the Washington County Fair Thursday and Friday afternoons and the Marshall County Fair Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday afternoons to enter your chance at tickets for musical acts such as Wynonna Judd and Kimberly Perry, Riley Green, and the Oak Ridge Boys. Family packages, general admission tickets, and more will be given away to the largest gathering of Kansans since 1913, the Kansas State Fair, September 6th through the 15th. One entry per person, with winners announced Thursday, July 25th. Announcement to be made on air on Facebook and contacted. Stop by and say hi to your local station, KNDY, at both the Washington and Marshall County Fairs this year and win tickets to the Kansas State Fair. From Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and your country, KNDY, we'll see you out at the fair.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Farm Bureau of Kansas' mission is to strengthen agriculture in the lives of Kansans through advocacy, education, and service. Marshall County Farm Bureau continues to provide member benefits, including education, outreach, and support of member ag producers. Learn more at the Kansas Farm Bureau website or the Marshall County Farm Bureau Facebook page. Your membership qualifies you for generous discounts and incentives from a variety of business partners. Being a member makes a difference for Kansas agriculture. Join Farm Bureau today.
My family and I are needing a place to stay in Marysville. Do you have any suggestions for a nice place?
I've heard that Heritage Inn Express is the best place in town. They have free breakfast and large rooms to accommodate the whole family. Plus, you can bring your pets with you.
Wow, really? I can bring my pets with me? I was hoping that I didn't have to leave them at home. Heritage Inn Express sounds like the perfect package for a whole family.
You can go see them at 1155 Pony Express Highway, Marysville, Kansas, or give them a call at 785-562-5588.
As summer temperatures heat up, so are opportunities at Landall Company. Landall in Marysville offers stable employment with advancement opportunities, annual raises, 4% attendance bonus, $2 per hour shift differential, competitive wages and benefits that include profit sharing, fuel allowance to drive to work, comprehensive insurance with a $500 deductible and more. Learn more and apply online at Landall.com today. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more at Landall.com.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge invites everyone to come to the Gage County Fair and Expo. There will be entertainment, 4-H exhibits, great food, rides, and more starting July 24th. Inform all your family and friends. Hope to see you there. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Beatrice, where value meets values. Grab your friends and family and join Beatrice Health and Rehab for the Gage County Fair. The fun begins July 24th. Come out for a great time, good food, and entertainment. Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower. Enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate, quality care. Blue Valley Door Company invites listeners to the Gage County Fair starting July 24th. Enjoy the Midway rides, great food, and 4-H exhibits. From Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, service and installation of farm, industrial, and residential garage doors and openers, ask about our seamless guttering.
Celebrating 50 years on your FM dial. The Blue Valley's best country. 95.5 KNDY FM, Marysville. Now ABC News.